Abby Lincoln is a singer who expresses social concerns. She was recognized as a voice of protest beginning in 1960 when she performed on drummer Max Roach's We Insist Freedom Now suite. Lincoln became active in civil rights struggles, both in the United States and in South Africa, and she helped blaze a trail for realistic movie depictions of blacks through her work on Nothing But a Man and For the Love of Ivy. Now, after nearly 20 years without recording for a major U.S. label, Abby Lincoln has a new album, as Andy Lyman reports.
On her new record, Abby Lincoln gives the instrumentalists room to play. Though she's a singer concerned with the messages in her lyrics, she's also aware of what her audience wants to hear.
The people who love the music, they love instrumental music, I think maybe sometimes more than even the vocals.
Summer's gone and winter's here. We had a lot of rain last year. The news is really very sad. The time is late, the fruit is bad. The morning's come and roosters crow. People have no place to go and disappear just like the sun when the day is done. Oh, the world is falling down.
The World Is Falling Down was originally meant as a tribute to Lincoln's mentors, musicians and singers who have passed away. But the song took on a special immediacy last year when Sarah Vaughan died. For Lincoln, it marked the end of an era.
Sometimes I feel that I'm standing somewhere and the earth is falling away from me. Sometimes I feel like somebody's just pulling the supports from under the house, you know?
But Lincoln raises her music high out of this sense of loss, and she's helped by an impressive lineup of collaborators. Clark Terry plays trumpet, Jackie McLean and Jerry Dodgy in saxophones, Billy Higgins is the drummer, and Charlie Hayden the bass player. The songs were arranged by another well-known bass player, Ron Carter. He says all of the musicians shared a sensitivity to the meaning of the songs.
With Clark Terry and Jerry Dodgen and Jackie McLean, it was easy to find the right kind of sound because they understand lyrics. All those horn players on that particular session know lyrics to tunes, and they can relate whatever part they play or their solos to the melody and the lyric. And when you have those kind of players involved, arrangements are much less complicated.
Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear, it knows its emptiness, it's just a time of year.
Born Anna Marie Wooldridge, Abby Lincoln grew up on a farm in Michigan. She remembers finding solace in the piano as a small girl, but it wasn't until she was 14 and heard Billie Holiday on a hand-cranked Victrola that Lincoln, like many of her generation, realized the power of music.
I mean, it went right into me, into my soul, the approach she used for a song. It was really real to me, simple and a story.
Angels have no thought of ever telling you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining?
Lincoln keeps alive many songs that Holiday made famous, but Lincoln says she doesn't try to imitate Holiday. And Lincoln's repertoire isn't all regret and laments. She infuses the jazz standard How High the Moon with the joy of discovering an original manuscript of the song in Paris. Lincoln says, with this song, as with all the songs she sings, it's crucial to honor the composer's intentions.
The first lyric is in French. It's disappointing when you take the time to write something specifically. You know exactly what notes and what words, the difference between maybe you'll use the instead of And you don't want somebody to pretend that you didn't, you know what I mean, and just to ignore what you have written. and make up something unless they first state it as the author intended.
Je tends la brise, pleureux de si, la lune grise, mon cœur aussi.
Besides this waltz and a host of ballads, Abby Lincoln's new album also contains a samba and her own declaration, I've Got Thunder and It Rings, done up in March time. While Ron Carter says he arranged the tune that way, it's the other musicians' contributions that give the song its emphasis.
When you have acoustic players who understand sounds and tone qualities and inflections that are done with their lips or hands or done physically rather than pressing a button, it's easy to get a concept across because they understand that. And it just sounded like a real, I hate this term, military or militant plea for some sanity.
Some folks talk about the love they're feeling, talk about the love they need. Others say that love is waiting. In the meantime, watch my speed. I've got love for climbing mountains, love for sailing overseas. I got love, there is no stopping, love for sending like the breeze.
Every song tells us about something. But I like to say something that sheds some light on the human condition. And sometimes people think you're preachy, but what can you do?
Abby Lincoln says that singing is a political act by the very nature of the choice of material and by the way the singer interacts with fellow musicians and the audience. Abby Lincoln's new album is titled The World is Falling Down. During the month of February, she'll be recording her next album with saxophonist Stan Getz. For National Public Radio, I'm Andy Lyman in New York.
And it rings, I got thunder, and it rings.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.